8. On the Way to Naples and Rome. The first stop on the way to Italy was at the island of Malta. Here Jesus had a long talk with a downhearted and discouraged young man named Claudius. This fellow had contemplated taking his life, but when he had finished talking with the scribe of Damascus, he said, "I will face life like a man. I am through playing the coward. I will go back to my people and begin all over again." Shortly he became an enthusiastic preacher of the cynics, and still later on he joined hands with Peter in proclaiming Christianity in Rome and Naples, and after the death of Peter he went on to Spain preaching the gospel. But he never knew that the man who inspired him in Malta was the Jesus whom he subsequently proclaimed the world's deliverer. At Syracuse they spent a full week. The notable event of their stop here was the rehabilitation of Ezra, the backslidden Jew, who kept the tavern where Jesus and his companions stopped. Ezra was charmed by Jesus' approach and asked him to help him come back to the faith of Israel. He expressed his hopelessness by saying, "I want to be a true son of Abraham, but I cannot find God." Said Jesus, "If you truly want to find God, that desire is in itself evidence that you have already found him. Your trouble is not that you cannot find God, for the Father has already found you. Your trouble is simply that you do not know God. Have you not read in the prophet Jeremiah, 'You shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart'? And again, does not this same prophet say, 'And I will give you a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and you shall belong to my people, and I will be your God'? And have you not also read in the Scriptures where it says, 'He looks down upon men, and if any will say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, then will God deliver that man's soul from darkness, and he shall see the light'?" And Ezra found God to the satisfaction of his soul. Later this Jew, in association with a well-to-do Greek proselyte, built the first Christian church in Syracuse. At Messina they stopped for only one day, but that was long enough to change the life of a small boy, a fruit vendor, of whom Jesus bought fruit and in turn fed with the bread of life. The lad never forgot the words of Jesus and the kindly look which went with them when, placing his hand on the boy's shoulder, he said, "Farewell, my lad. Be of good courage as you grow up to manhood, and after you have fed the body, learn how also to feed the soul. And my Father in heaven will be with you and go before you." The lad became a devotee of the Mithraic religion, and later on turned to the Christian faith. At last they reached Naples, and felt they were not far from their destination, Rome. Gonad had much business to transact in Naples, and aside from the time Jesus was required as interpreter, he and Gonad spent their leisure visiting and exploring the city. Gonad was becoming adept at citing those who appeared to be in need. They found much poverty in this city, and distributed many alms. But Cain had never understood the meaning of Jesus' words when, after he had given a coin to a street beggar, he refused to pause and speak comfortingly to the man. Said Jesus, "Why waste words upon one who cannot perceive the meaning of what you say? The Spirit of the Father cannot teach and save one who has no capacity for sonship." What Jesus meant was that the man was not of normal mind, that he lacked the ability to respond to spirit leading. There was no outstanding experience in Naples. Jesus and the young man thoroughly canvassed the city and spread good cheer with many smiles upon hundreds of men, women, and children. From here they went by way of Capua to Rome, making a stop of 3 days at Capua. By the Appian Way they journeyed on beside their pack animals toward Rome, all three being anxious to see this mistress of empire and the greatest city in all the world.